With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. We continue to discuss broadband in rural areas today. Brian Whiteacre is a professor of agricultural economics and explains he's trying to be realistic about the number of people they can expect to see connected to broadband.
If you look at the data, it's really going to be hard to get 100% for some of these really, really remotely connected areas. I think a more realistic goal is, you know, somewhere in the 90-95% range, you know, comparable to urban America. So, you know, the tangible goals, I'll leave that to the FCC. I'd love to see 100% connectivity in both rural and urban America. But I think, you know, a realistic goal would be somewhere in the mid-90s for a percentage to have of the rural population that has a fast connection.
And he says anymore, broadband access is not just a luxury item for families.
We are increasingly arguing it is absolutely a necessity. If you think about trying to be active in today's society and economy without a fast internet connection, it's really hard to do. We have a lot of research that shows broadband does have meaningful impacts for rural people, not just in terms of jobs, but in terms of civic engagement, in terms of staying in touch with family and friends.
Broadband access right now is unavailable to about 25 million Americans, and a majority of those people live in rural communities. I'm Rick Worthington. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. If you missed any portion of our program, you can find it online at aginfo.net. You can also find us on Facebook.